Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer, commemorating 100 years of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Retired Command Sergeant Major Kenneth Merritt is better known by his nickname Rock. At 94, he's something of a living legend in the Fort Bragg community. This year, he was inducted into the 82nd Airborne Division's Hall of Fame. During World War II, Rock was a young paratrooper with the 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He was one of thousands of soldiers who jumped into Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944.
The war into Normandy, I guess simply put, it was just hell, really, what it was. We were jumping out of a C-47, which carried 17 men. The weather was bad. I mean, wind probably 20, 30 knots. We normally don't jump in wind unless it's 13 knots or below, but we had to jump. This was combat. Fire was going, the whole area was lit up, and people was vomiting in the plane, and we were lost, and everything. Finally, they turned the green light on to jump, and we all jumped. Didn't know where in the hell was at. And I landed in a briar patch surrounded by the famous hedges that nobody told us nothing about. 6-8 feet tall, 4 feet wide. And I jumped with 100 pounds of equipment. So I had my M1 rifle, a landmine, and six boxes of ammo, a tripod, and a machine gun. And I heard something going on in that hedgerow. I said, "Who's there?" He said, "I am an American chaplain." I said, "Thank God." He said, "What are we going to do, Corporal?" I said, "Sir, I'm pretty heavy loaded over here. Can you get over that hedge?" "I can't, and help me carry some of this ammo." I'll never forget what I said. He said, "Praise the Lord and pass me the ammunition."
For weeks, Rock and his fellow soldiers fought to advance their position into France. On July 3rd, his battalion was ordered to hold the base of Hill 131.
It started raining, and it was a cold mist. I guess halfway up this hill, they had this German machine gun, and he'd sweep the front of ours where we was at every 10 minutes. They had a loudspeaker up on it, and it was, I don't know where the man was. He was probably half a mile back, but anyways, trying to get us surrender, telling how the beautiful Fraulein's was and how good the German food was and their white blankets and good place to sleep and all that, and we should surrender and all that. Then he'd stop. 10 minutes later, the machine gun go, and then they'd stop again. So I was attached to A Company, and First Lieutenant named George Lamb. He was my platoon leader in A Company. So I told him, I said, "George, it's 2 o'clock now in the morning. I'm going to take some of them gambling grenades up there, and I'm going to try to knock out that machine gun for you." And so he said, "Well, you don't have to do that, you know. Are you going alone?" I said, "Yeah, I don't want nobody with me." I said, "Just tell them, don't let your people get trigger happy, because I'm going to crawl on my belly up there, but if I'm effective with it, I'll walk back, because I'm going to kill them, you know." So he did, and I did. We got them. That was the last big battle that I was in. It was on Hill 131.
Rock Merritt was awarded the Silver Star for his actions that day. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.